Hey, I'm Sam Pasco, and this is the Fantasy Bites podcast. Each episode, we whip around the top players, injuries, and game notes to help you dominate your fantasy game. For more insight and analysis, head over to rotowire.com/pod and sign up for a free trial subscription. We first start with the top player headlines in Major League Baseball. Ronald Acuna was diagnosed with an abdominal strain on Sunday. Acuna left Sunday's game against the Cubs in the middle of the fourth inning after he appeared to suffer the injury on a pickoff attempt. The team won't know until Monday whether the 23-year-old will need to spend more time on the injured list. Starling Marte was lifted for a pinch hitter midway through his at-bat in the bottom of the ninth inning during Sunday's 1-0 loss to the Giants after suffering an apparent injury. The Chicago White Sox have placed Lance Lynn on the 10-day injured list with a strained right trapezius. Shohei Ohtani is listed as the Angels' probable starter for Tuesday's game against the Rangers. Ohtani completed a 30-pitch bullpen session with no issues Saturday and won't require another session on the mound before rejoining the starting rotation. Monday's MLB main slate on DraftKings consists of only 6 games after the Twins and Athletics game was postponed because of an outbreak of the COVID-19 virus on the Twins' side. For DFS picks, consider Joe Musgrove. Musgrove didn't have a great follow-up start to his no-hitter, only making it through 4 innings against the Pirates. On the bright side, though, he allowed just 1 home run while recording 6 strikeouts. Through 19 innings this season, he's allowed 1 run and recorded 24 strikeouts. This is a great opportunity for him to post another strong outing facing a Brewers team that entered Sunday with the worst OPS in baseball. Another pitcher to consider is Dustin May. Like Musgrove, May's last outing was a brief one. He only logged 4 1/3 innings pitched versus the Rockies, allowing 8 base runners along the way. He was lucky enough to escape having only allowed 2 runs while also recording 6 strikeouts. It will be interesting to see if his 31.8% strikeout rate through 2 starts holds up for the rest of the season, considering he only has a 22% strikeout rate for his career. Monday brings a great matchup for him against the lackluster Mariners, making May an appealing lineup option for DFS. One option for a bargain bat is Starlin Castro, who admittedly doesn't have the easiest matchup against Jack Flaherty. However, Castro generally does a good job of making contact, recording only a 16.8% strikeout rate for his career. Flaherty hasn't been consistent since his stellar 2019 campaign, so if he's having one of his off nights on Monday, Castro could capitalize. Manuel Margot might be another player with a cheap salary to consider for his matchup against Danny Duffy. Margot has a paltry 78 WRC plus versus right-handed pitchers for his career, but he has a 107 WRC plus against the lefties. In the NBA, Steph Curry is listed as questionable for Monday's game at Philadelphia. Rudy Gobert is probable for Monday night's game against the Lakers due to a right knee contusion. Nets head coach Steve Nash said James Harden will likely go through an individual workout Monday before an update on his status is provided. It's a 9-game slate in the NBA tonight. Killian Hayes is a value pick at the guard position. There are several players already ruled out on the Detroit side tonight, including Mason Plumlee and Dennis Smith Jr. That should leave plenty of minutes available for Hayes, who scored 40.3 minutes the last time both Corey Joseph and Dennis Smith sat out. One guard to avoid is Ja Morant. Morant has been quiet lately, scoring 27.9 Yahoo points or fewer in 3 of his last 4 games. He's seen a decrease in his scoring numbers recently, averaging 15.5 points and 12.5 shot attempts over his last 10 games. This game has blowout potential with Jonas Valanciunas already ruled as out, so any potential decline in minutes could be troublesome for Morant. Going back to that Detroit-Cleveland game, Isaiah Stewart is another player to target. Stewart is expected to receive another start with Mason Plumlee out. He's thrived when he's given added playing time previously, scoring at least 33.2 Yahoo points in each of his last 3 games where Plumlee has missed. If you want to fade Embiid and his expensive salary, Stewart is an excellent option that also allows you to allocate more of your budget elsewhere. For more fantasy news and stats, sign up for a free 10-day trial on rotowire.com/pod. With this free subscription, you'll get access to every sport and our daily fantasy sports tools for 10 days. There's no commitment and no credit card needed. Again, rotowire.com/pod.